Taurus Lenore remembers journaling as a 10-year-old. As an adult rapper, she rarely writes anything down before she hears a beat. Lenore said the music inspires her words.
My sister encouraged like just freestyling off of instrumentals, like not even writing a song, but just freestyling on that beat, going off the top of your head. So we would just do that for fun. She knew what she wanted to do. Me, I was just flowing with the wind. And I don't think she was like, pursue this rap career, but I think she was just like, you got talent right here.
Lenore goes by the stage name Surat. It's her first name spelled backwards, and she works in a form of rap music called trap. That often combines minimalist beats with graphic lyrics. Lenore grew up in Asheville's Hillcrest Apartments, where she says she was picked on by the other kids. And she said the name of her fledgling music business, Gangsta Bougie Entertainment, reflects pieces of her personality.
I'm a gangster at heart. Like, I mean, I grew up fighting. I had a home always, but I grew up in the streets. You know, you gotta fight for your respect type of thing. You can't be out here being soft or letting nobody talk to you any kind of way. That's gangster.
Nicki Minaj and Cardi B are among women who've reached international acclaim through trap. Lenore explains her attraction to trap artists reflecting her own experiences, and that was a natural stepping stone toward her own lyrics.
I was aggressive and really sensitive because there was fighting in my home. So the littlest thing, I felt like I would go outside and just be attacked. And then I would go home and, you know, my dad is abusing my mom. So, you know, you needed something to make it look good or make it at least sound like it's good because it wasn't.
As a 34-year-old single mother of two, Lenore, by her own observation, is a rarity in Asheville's underground rap music scene. She said she might not have taken her rapping beyond her own house if not for her older sister, who Lenore affectionately calls the geek.
I think she was just hearing like my punchlines and how quick I could come up with something that rhymed and like sounded good. You know, I could hear her reactions as I'm, you know, freestyling, and even I'm surprised. I'm like, well, I ain't know what I was saying or thinking, but you just keep going.
Lenore said early on, the local men in this corner of music didn't take her seriously.
They would invite me to the studio, but pretty much just to sit there and be cute and watch them. I think it's just how guys are. It's like football or basketball, you know, it's like they don't think it's a women's area. So of course, if you're trying to be around, you can't possibly be seriously trying to compete with us.
Undaunted, Lenore recalls being a new mother when she purchased 5 beats from a producer and booked her first session in a studio. The first song to break out of that session is called Diamonds and Pearls.
Once I made Diamonds and Pearls, I realized that I could really make good songs. So I knew that this was something that I could get paid for, whether it was right now today or 10 years down the line.
In a genre where male rappers have objectified women, Lenore prefers to see her lyrics as glorifying her own body.
My grandma say, hey, hips, she calls me hips. And I like it, you know, I had 2 kids and booty cake flapping like bird wings. I mean, we do these little dances and we make it flap, we make it clap, and it's cute, it's fun. So I just wanna glorify that, you know, glorify my body.
Lenore's children are now ages 14 and 9, and they, along with her sister, are the first people to hear her new tracks. She said she hopes her independent pursuit of music inspires her children to believe they can do anything they want.
I always tell them that, like, there's no limit. You're gonna fail sometimes. I know she's seen me fall, and, you know, I'm emotional. It's okay to be emotional and express yourself. So those are the things that I want her to know.
Lenore said she's on a plan to step away from the customer service jobs that pay her bills so she can pursue music full time. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.